I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Barbara Yakubu. In the headlines, President John Mahama appeals to traditional leaders to promote unity as he prepares to round off nationwide thank you tour of a two-day visit to Greater Accra region tomorrow. Minister of Trade and Industry defends performance of government in fulfilling development agenda. Moderator of EP Church asks government to create forum for all stakeholders to discuss creation of 45 new constituencies. Northern Star tomato factory inundated by floodwaters and cries for help. Somalia in historic vote to select a new president. Australia decides on new controversial immigration law to stem influx of asylum seekers. And Rio de Janeiro to host 2016 Paralympics. First, the summary by Doreen Ampofo.
President John Mahama has appealed to traditional leaders to promote unity as he prepares to round off his nationwide thank you tour with a two-day visit to Greater Accra beginning tomorrow. A statement issued from the president, he says President Mahama's first point of call in the Greater Accra regional tour will be in Pram Pram, where he will visit the family home of the former First Lady, Mrs. Nadu Mills. He will then move to Ashaman, where he will interact with market women and also visit the fishermen and fishmongers in Tema. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, has defended the performance of the MPC since it returned to power in 2009. She also expressed confidence in the ability of the government to fulfill most of the promises contained in the policy statement outlined by President Mahama recently. Madam Tete said this on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point. The moderator of the EP Church, the Right Reverend Francis Amenu, has stressed the need for government to create a forum for stakeholders in the country's electoral system to deliberate on the creation of the 45 new constituencies. According to him, this will enable the stakeholders to make a strategic choice to enhance the country's democracy. The Right Reverend Amenu was speaking in Hodo, the 10th anniversary celebration of the first Whole Boys and Girls Brigade Company of the Church. And Somalia's Parliament is due to choose a new president in the latest step to end decades of war. The newly elected MPs will convene at a police academy in Mogadishu for the secret ballot. Among the 25 contenders are incumbent President Sharif Sheikh Ahmed and Prime Minister Abdulwali Muhammad Ali. It is the first time in many years that voting will take place on Somali land, a sign that security is improving.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
President John Mahama has entreated traditional leaders to bury their differences and work together to ensure the rapid development of their communities. This is contained in a speech delivered on his behalf at a grand Deba at Osu to round off this year's Homo War of the Chiefs and People of Osu. We bring you the details.
The Deba also marks the fifth anniversary of the installment of the Paramount Chief of Osu, Ni Okweikin Kadowuna. The president's speech was delivered on his behalf by the AMA Chief Executive, Alfred Okovandapoy. It dwelt at length on the need for peace in the communities for overall national progress.
The Osu area and energy have been elevated to paramount and have been included into the regional House of Chiefs. I want to take this opportunity to call on our traditional leaders to put all these views and differences aside and to work together, because it is only in the spirit of unity that we can ensure development. This elevation that has taken place opens the door for us to work together to ensure development. Our people are calling and are crying for development. We cannot allow conditions and situations that divide us to continue as we lead the people to ensure development.
The president commended the chief and people of Osu for their role in the funeral of the late president Atta Mills.
The president has asked me to express a word of thanks and appreciation to the Osu Traditional Council and the people of Osu for the fact that when recently we lost our former president, Professor Evans Atta Mills, Nikinka Dohuna and the Osu Traditional Council opened the door and permitted to create a former cemetery along the driveway of the castle. On this, the government, the president, and the people of Ghana entirely thank the Osu Traditional Council headed by Nikinka Dohuna.
The paramount chief of Osu Ni Okwekinka Dohuna thanked the Ghana Traditional Council, Regional and National House of Chiefs for elevating the stool to a paramountcy. He appealed to the citizens of Osu, both home and abroad, to help build the community. Nikinka Dohuna called for support for the Osumante Community Development Initiative, an NGO formed by him in 2010 to empower the community through developmental projects. He announced plans to set up a vocational and technical institute, community bank, multi-purpose business complex, and a recreational center for older persons, among other development initiatives. Nikinka Dohuna called on government, Lands Commission, and the Stool Lands Commission to expedite the release of royalties to facilitate their projects. He also appealed to tenants on Osu Stool Lands to pay their rents so that the stool would be well resourced to achieve its dreams.
That was a report on the debate round of this year's Osu Homowo. Meanwhile, President John Mahama will embark on a 2-day thank you tour of the Greater Accra region beginning tomorrow. The Greater Accra Regional Tour will conclude the nationwide thank you tour undertaken by President Mahama to thank the chiefs and people of the 10 regions of the country for the love and support they showed during the funeral of President John Evans Atta Mills. A statement issued from the presidency says, President Mahama's first point of call will be Pampam, where he will visit the family house of the former First Lady, Mrs. Nadu Mills. He will then move to Asaiman, where he will interact with market women and also visit fishmongers and fishermen in Tema. The statement said President Mahama will then proceed to the Nungwa market and subsequently drive through the Teshi township and address a grand debate of chiefs and people of the Greater Accra region. On Wednesday, the president's tour will take him to Choko and Gamashi, where he will meet and interact with canoe fishermen and fishmongers in the two fishing communities. President Mahama's national thank you tour will be concluded with whistle stops to Agbogbloshie, Kaneshi, Malamata, Nima, Mamobi, and Madina markets to interact with market women. The Ministry of Chieftaincy and Culture is instituting measures to facilitate the transformation of the chieftaincy institution in consonance with the Constitution to make it more relevant to contemporary times. The Sector Minister Alexander Esumahinsai disclosed this at a debate to climax the annual Agbamevoza Kente Festival of the Chiefs and People of Agotimi at Petoi in the Agotimi Ziope district of the Volta region. Correspondent Komla Ali Kukubo has more.
The Agbamevoza or Kente Festival is instituted by the chiefs and people of Agotimi to commemorate and promote their ancestral Kente industry, which has been their source of livelihood over the years. It is also to mobilize their human and material resources for socio-economic development. This year's celebration aims at conserving and protecting the cultural and artistic values of Agbamevo, otherwise called Kente, for posterity. Mr. Smahinsa commended the chiefs and people of Agotime for instituting the festival, which has effectively showcased the cultural heritage and artistic values of the Kente, a national pride that identifies Ghanaians globally. He was confident that the festival has placed the Agotime area on the tourism map of Ghana by attracting both domestic and international tourists. Mr. Smahinsa called for periodic review of the chieftaincy institution to evaluate its achievements and challenges. He noted that though the institution has not had enough resources to improve the socio-economic conditions in their areas, it has complemented government efforts in providing the basic needs of the people. The Ministry of Chieftaincy and Culture is therefore working with the local government and rural development ministry to get some resources allocated to traditional authorities to support their statutory functions. The Minister of Children and Women's Affairs and MP for the area, Mrs. Juliana Azuma Mensah, advised the youth to eschew foreign cultures which are detrimental to their development and uphold their culture and traditions. She said plans to establish a Kente village for the area is facing challenges of acquisition of land. Mrs. Azuma Mensah appealed to the traditional authorities to release land for the development of the area. A businessman, Christopher Ofoi, appealed to government to help create markets and avenues for the export of Kente. He suggested seasonal trade fairs and exhibitions as some of the methods to showcase the product. Mr. Ofoi said this will help create employment and reduce rural-urban migration. The corner of the Agotime traditional area, Nenenue Keteku, appealed to the government to provide the people with a hospital. He said the road network in the district is in a deplorable state, while the bridge over River Toji, which connects them to other parts of the country, has almost collapsed.
That was correspondent Kobla Ali Kukubo's report. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, has defended the performance of the NDC since it returned to power in 2009. She also expressed confidence in the ability of the government to fulfill most of the promises contained in the policy statement outlined by President Mahama recently. She was speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the president's policy statement for the unexpired term of the NDC government. Madam Tete affirmed the readiness of the government to tackle the issue of judgment debt, corruption and the winner-takes-all system while ensuring peaceful and transparent elections. Deputy Director of Communications of the NPP, Yabu Abia Samoa, expressed doubts about the ability of the government to carry out all the policies outlined by President Mahama. If the government has not demonstrated enough commitment to fighting corruption and the judgment debt syndrome, he said the content of the recording of a meeting between the NDC national organizer and party faithful is frightening, as it may lead to distrust of national security. For his part, the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, noted that it would be disastrous for anyone to cast doubts over the president's pronouncements. On the NDC's organizer's tape recording saga, Mr. Mona observed that there was nothing damning on the tape. He however questioned the modalities for the all-inclusion government promised by President Mahama. The flag bearer of the PPP, Dr. Pakwesi Indum, says he'll place teachers at the center of reforms in education when elected president in the 2012 elections. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Indum promised to upgrade the level of instruction at all the 38 colleges of education in the country. He spoke to George Asikri.
We have been to a number of areas in the central region and western region over the past 3 days. We've been in Aston South, where we have been to 3 communities. In all those communities, we have sworn in our polling station executives. We have been well received by chiefs and the people. People have been enthusiastic about our message. They have been quite happy that we have not engaged in any insulting language, behavior, or anything like that, and that we are talking about what we can do for the people. The key question has been, since people know who we are, since they like our methods, they believe that among the presidential candidates, I have a track record of getting things done positively, that the people will vote for me to become president.
Doc, we understand you told the people that when elected, you're going to upgrade all the colleges of education into university status.
Quality of teachers and the quality of teaching is very important. We want to place the teacher at the center of reform in education. So we believe that there are good people who are going into this teacher. teacher training institution, and we want to upgrade the level of instruction there. We want to upgrade facilities there. We want to make sure that they have the best, so that when they come out to go and teach, that they will also impart good knowledge to the children, because we want to begin from kindergarten all the way to senior high school, our free compulsory continuous education.
When will that take effect?
We say that the 2014 fiscal year, we want to begin, so that all the people, because it's going to take about a year for us to build certain additional school compounds.
Flag bearer of the PPP, Dr. Pakwesi Indum, talking to George Asikwe. The Ghana Freedom Party, GFP, will go to Congress on the 19th of this month at the Prempeh Assembly Hall in Kumasi. The Congress will endorse the founder, Ikwe Adonko, as flag bearer for the December elections and also outdraw all national executives and parliamentary candidates. The party already has offices in all the 230 constituencies. The founder of the Ghana Freedom Party, Ikwe Adonko, she is poised for victory in this year's elections.
I have offices in all the 230 constituencies. In Kumasi, Otumfo has promised to fund my office there. He said I have done well. We will go to Congress on the 19th of this month at the Prempeh Assembly Hall in Kumasi. I will be the sole contestant for the flag bearership slot, because the vision I have, no other person can champion it.
Adai Naoma kwae mabinu mejina mayentu aba maomu.
Mi anga sana miyelu kendi kuwa. Mi anga meyenda kendi, miye kendi kuwa. Ewa pati ni mu. Efi nse, diya mesa sema yana, mede meo bisu wanya, wantu mi, wanya, ane meyi mabedi ya chile.
Founder of Ghana Freedom Party, Ikwe Adonko, talking to George Asikwe on the party's Congress schedule for the 19th of this month in Kumasi. This bulletin of news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. President John Mahama appeals to traditional leaders to promote unity as he prepares to round off nationwide thank you tour with a two-day visit to Greater Accra tomorrow. Minister of Trade and Industry defends performance of government in fulfilling development agenda. Moderator of EP Church asks government to create forum for all stakeholders to discuss creation of 45 new constituencies. Northern Star tomato factory inundated by floodwaters and cries for help. Somalia in historic vote to select a new president. Australia decides on new controversial immigration law to stem influx of asylum seekers. And Rio de Janeiro to host 2016 Paralympics. Please stay tuned. Reports from the Eastern Regional Directorate of the Electoral Commission reveals that more than 520 eligible voters who registered at two polling stations in the Fantiakwa district of the region did not find their names when they went to check their data when the exhibition began. The Deputy Regional Director of the Electoral Commission, Eric Mensabunsu, who dropped the hint with Radio Ghana, said about 100 persons are also reported to have registered on the unapproved dates at a community in the Afram Plains of the Eastern Region and, as a result, have their names placed under the exception list inside of the voters register. Correspondent Kwamno Numa tells us more in this interview with Nasho Minotti.
According to the Deputy Regional Director of the Electoral Commission, Eric Mesabunsu, the affected communities are Begro Local Council Office and Opesika District Assembly Primary School. At the Begro Local Council Office, out of 925 registered voters, 364 of them did not see their names in the register. And when it goes to Opesika DA Primary School also, only one out of 161 persons saw his or her name in the register. The remaining 160 names did not appear.
What about the incident at Afram Plains?
The difference is that the report reached the regional directorate that the electoral officials who were doing the registration, those officials assigned the eligible voters on an unapproved date. When you specify it, they scheduled the dates according to the period for that exercise. The first phase was to start from 24th of March to 2nd April, and the 3rd April was supposed to be a holiday, but such officials went and registered them on that holiday. day before the second phase, which began from 4th April to 13th April. So they said that that is not an approved day. So their names was on the unapproved register. That's why theirs has been changed into the normal registration form to the exceptional one, because what they are doing is different from what they were expected to do.
Correspondent Kwame Nunuma. The chiefs and people of Bwim State in the Jansikan district of the Volta region have resolved to work together to eliminate agitations and stressful situations which are threats to ensuring free and fair elections in the December polls. They have therefore tasked the various community leaders to organize their best to advise the youth against indulging in electoral malpractices and violent acts. The resolution was passed and read by the Coalition for Peace and Development of Bwim at a Deba to climax the 8th Bwim Congress held at New Ayuma. The celebration dubbed a healthy people for sustainable development attracted citizens of Bwim, friends and tourists from all corners of the country. We bring you correspondent Kosi Kumahovi.
The annual Bwim Congress is a brainchild of a non-governmental community-based organization called the Coalition for Peace and Development of Bwim. The coalition was formed in the year 2003 by some Bwim citizens based in Accra with the aim of restoring unity and building bridges of understanding for peace and development in Bwimang. The chairman of the coalition, Isaka Burayma, disclosed that they have successfully resolved a 3-year-old chieftaincy dispute that plagued the traditional area and have also purchased and distributed 20,000 cocoa seedlings to farmers in the area for planting. He said the Congress is being transformed into a festival for the people of Bwim, where the planning and execution of their future activities will be transferred to the traditional authorities. In a speech read for him, the Volta Regional Minister, Henry Ford Kamel, who is also the MP for Bwim, commended the coalition for advancing the unity and the course of development of Bwimang and pledged the support of the region towards achieving their vision. Mr. Kamel disclosed that plans are underway to upgrade the health facilities at Jasikan and other health centers in the area. But in the interim, a medical outreach team will make periodic visits to the area to attend to their health needs. The Catholic Bishop of Jasikan, the Most Reverend Gabriel Akwasi Mante, expressed worry about the dying self-help spirit which hitherto empowered many communities in the past to put up educational, health and other social infrastructure for the people.
Correspondent Kosi Kumahovi reporting. We're still staying in the Volta region. The moderator of the EP Church, the Right Reverend Francis Aminu, has stressed the need for government to create a forum for stakeholders in the country's electoral system to deliberate on the creation of the 45 new constituencies. According to him, this will enable the stakeholders to make a strategic choice to enhance the country's democracy. Right Reverend Aminu was speaking in Ho during the 10th anniversary celebration of the first Ho Boys and Girls Brigade Company of the church. The management of the Northern Star Tomato Factory, formerly Palogo Tomato Factory in the Upper East Region, is worried about the undue rise in water level at the factory due to the spillage of the Bagri Dam in Burkina Faso. The situation is also compounded by the torrential rains experienced in most parts of the region. Here is a report from our correspondent Isaac Asari.
A visit by Radio Ghana and some NADMO officials, including the Upper East Regional Minister Mark Oyongo, saw the factory flooded. Though the factory is temporarily out of operation due to shortage of raw materials, most of its equipment, including the distribution panel which supplies power to other parts of the factory, has been affected by the floods. Road network leading to the factory had been cut off as a result of the gradual water inflow. The fear is that, should the situation persist, most of the machines at the site could be destroyed. The general manager of the factory, Kobna Daku, told Radio Ghana that the situation is alarming, hence the urgent need for intervention to curtail the trend. Few meters away from the factory are large stretches of farmlands equally inundated by the flood waters. The water has risen to a crucial level, posing a serious threat to the only bridge linking Bolgatanga to Tamale. The Upper East Regional Minister, Mark Oyongo, described the water level as disastrous, considering its devastating effect on lives and property, including farmlands. He promised that efforts will be made to address the problem. Mr. Oyongo announced that he will embark on an emergency trip to Burkina Faso tomorrow to engage in talks with the Bagri authorities to minimize the rate of the spillage. The regional coordinator of NADMO, Patrick Akake, for his part, said his outfit has taken delivery of some relief items which will be shared among affected people in the Talensi as well as Boku East and West districts. He indicated that the items are meant solely for those whose farms were affected.
Correspondent Isaac Asari's report. 108 Army cadet officers will graduate on Friday from the military academy. As part of the preparations, a special service was held for the cadet officers in Accra to commit them to their maker and revive their faith in God. Delivering the sermon, the acting director of religious affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces, Lieutenant Colonel Bangsibu, asked them to look up to Christ as their shepherd. He also advised them to be responsible and work hard to uplift the image of the forces. The rest of the news, and on the international front, Somalia's parliament is due to start choosing a new president in the latest step to end decades of war. The newly elected MPs will convene at a police academy in Mogadishu for the secret ballot. Among the 25 contenders are incumbent president Sharif Sheikh Ahmed and Prime Minister Abdiweli Mohamed Ali. It is the first time in many years that voting will take place on Somali soil, a sign that security is improving. Current Islamic President Sheikh Sharif Ahmed, who has been in power since 2009, is regarded as the favorite. Australia says it will send the first group of asylum seekers to an offshore processing centre in Nauru Island in the Pacific this week. Immigration Minister Chris Bowen says he has formally signed a document authorising the move and will table it in Parliament later in the day. The move whereby asylum seekers arriving by boat are relocated to offshore centres while their claims are assessed are aimed at deterring people from making the dangerous journey to Australia by boat. In recent months, the number of arrivals has increased and several boats have either sunk or got into trouble. And this year's Paralympics held in London has ended with a fiery finale, an official handover to the 2016 host Rio de Janeiro. The show, described as a festival of flame, honoring Britain's ancient traditions and festivals, brought 11 days of sports to a close. The event has been described by organizers as the greatest Paralympic Games ever. Unlike the other games, the 4,200 athletes were seated around the main arena, putting them at the heart of the action. More than 261 world records were broken. To end the news, the main point again. President John Mahama has appealed to traditional leaders to promote unity as he prepares to round off nationwide thank you tour of a two-day visit to the Greater Accra region tomorrow. A statement issued from the presidency says, President Mahama's first port of call is the Greater Accra regional tour will be in Pram, where he will visit the family house of the former First Lady, Mrs. Nadu Mills. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, has defended the performance of the NDC since it returned to power in 2009. And for the first time in many years, Somalia's parliament is due to choose a new president in the latest step to end decades of war. The newly elected MPs will convene at a police academy in Mogadishu for the secret ballot. And that ends the news broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.